Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. So, Halacha Yud Beis in Parakei of Hilchos Sanhedrin really picks up exactly where we left off, not just in the sense of being right after Halacha Yud Aleph, but it's very much a direct continuation. So just to review what we were saying last week is that the Beis Din in Chutz Laaretz, because we formally don't have smicha, and it's just begeder shlichusayhu, that they're carrying out the shlichus of the Dayanim of Eretz Yisrael. So there are certain limitations. Number one, it has to be a matter of financial laws, has to be something which is common, so chaser and kis, and amidi d'shchicha. And then by kal v'chomer, we learn that they can be involved in cases of agunas and cases of giyur, because what could be more important than to be machlis, a person tachas kanfi ashchina, or to relieve a woman of a life of living bondage. So of course, we have to acknowledge and to deal with those cases. The last point that we were dealing with was the kash of the Lecha Mishnah that we thought was substantively answered by the Merkavis on Mishnah. Why exactly the Rambam at the end of Halach Yad Aleph, when he was talking about Ein Muad B'chutz La'aretz, that you can't establish a Muad in the Chutz La'aretz, more on that in just a moment. V'afilu Huad Ba'aretz, even if the animal had been, you know, originally living in Eretz Yisrael, and then mid Yiridah, V'yatzel the Chutz La'aretz, V'hizik, and Govin Nizkam, V'vnei She'enu Davar Matzo, even if he had been established as a Muad in Eretz Yisrael, right, that's not going to fall under a milsa de shchicha, because that fact pattern is so unusual. So the Lecha Mishnah said, oh, you know, it's interesting that the Rambam wanted to tell us this case. You know, he could have just as easily, you know, talked about a case of, when the Beis Din itself was in motion. So the Lecha Mishnah again, we call Makom Tzas Tema, my Lecha Shminin Rabbeinu Defilu Da'asa Rabbanan Mehasam V'yamdu Alahacha, right, that the rabbis could come, you know, from Eretz Yisrael, to Ein Govin Nisko, to Hushchiach Tvei, Mehecha Dehuad Ba'aretz, that would have been a more common case, V'yatzah Chutzaretz. So the Merkavis HaMishnah, you know, had answered, and we explained this last week, that this is really a critical point, right? He says, just look at the next halacha, that if you had a Bezdin, which was Samuch, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, and they went to Chutzaretz, then indeed, you know, they would be able to handle these kinds of cases. But the Rambam was, you know, obviously making the point, which we'll get to just now inside, that if you really did have that, so then there are no limitations at all. So let's read that now inside. Mipnei ma'in mu'ad b'chutz la'aretz. Why is it that there's no din of mu'ad in the chutz la'aretz, establishing, you know, a particular animal as, let's say, mu'ad is hard to translate, but persistent danger, you know, a clear and present danger, the pattern of behavior is such that this animal has been warned. The fisha tzarech lahaybo the bifnei bezdin, right? You need a formal bezdin to establish a behema as a muad. It's a chalos in the behema ve'insham bezdin alas muchin maaretz, right? And again, and the Rambam always emphasizes this point that you can have a dayan, you can have a yachid mumcha, a single expert, but in terms of a shem bezdin, that we only have in Eretz Yisrael, because a shem bezdin depends on smicha lefikach. Im hayu bezdin b'chutz laaretz. So the simple Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that a Bezdin which receives Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, they could go anywhere in the world. They could go to the other side of the Jordan River. They could go to America. They could go to the moon. It doesn't matter. They have Smicha from Eretz Yisrael. So the point that the Rambam is coming to emphasize here, you could have inferred this from the previous halacha, but I think the Rambam wants to state it emphatically. The fikach, im hayu bezdin b'chutzaretz, k'shem shein dani dine knasos b'chutzaretz, kach me'idin es ha-behema. There are no limitations, right? They could even be don dine nefasho, says the Mishnah Mako, says when you have a bezdin which is samach on Eretz Yisrael, they can do anything in chutzaretz. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, they can come out of Tzion, udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim, they do whatever they want. There are no limitations. But again, to go back to the previous halacha, that was a situation where you didn't have the dayanim, you know, the bezdin. All you had was the animal, so that's not considered to be a common case, a milsa de shchicha, and therefore it's not going to be under the jurisdiction of a bezdin in chutz la'aretz to deal with an animal that had been established as a muad already in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Mirtz Hashem will pick it up there with halacha Yud Gimel tomorrow as we move towards the end of Parakeh.